Welcome to the Gospel of Grace radio broadcast, a primitive Baptist ministry declaring the good news of the finished work of salvation by grace alone. This weekly radio program is brought to you by Elder Joe Nettles, pastor of Sulphur Springs Primitive Baptist Church in Caledonia, Mississippi, and Elder David Wise, pastor of Macedonia Primitive Baptist Church in Ackerman, Mississippi. We now invite you to stay tuned for our message this morning.
Good morning again, and we'd like to welcome you to the Gospel of Grace radio broadcast. This is Elder David Wise, and we produce this program in conjunction with Elder Joe Nettles with a tag team effort between Sulphur Springs Primitive Baptist Church in Caledonia, Mississippi at 40283 Wolf Road in Caledonia, Mississippi, and then Macedonia Primitive Baptist Church in Ackerman, Mississippi off Highway 15. And we'd invite you to come worship with us if you're in our local area. Both churches meet every Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. And we also meet in a joint worship fellowship meeting on Wednesday nights in Starkville, Mississippi on Highway 12, beginning every Wednesday night at 6 o'clock p.m. And then we also Facebook live stream that Wednesday night service. So go to Facebook and like Sulphur Springs Primitive Baptist Church, and you'll get the notification when we go live every Wednesday night. But we'd also love to have you come worship with us in person. We'd love to meet you. If you enjoy our program, we certainly love to hear from you, to receive an email or a message. If you have any questions or any feedback, we'd love to again interact with you. You can go to our website, gospel-of-grace.com. You can get our email address. You can get all of our past messages, links to our iTunes podcast, and hopefully a lot of other helpful articles, and also church directories if you're not in the North Mississippi area for a church that might be closer to you depending on where you're at. So we hope our resources on that website, gospel-of-grace.com, will be beneficial for you. This morning, we'd like to talk to you about open doors. For those of you that don't know, we typically have to record these messages a few weeks ahead of time due to the timing of when we submit them to our radio programs. So Lord willing, this will be airing on July the 7th. Even though I'm recording this a few weeks before then, and Lord willing, 2 days after that, on July the 9th through July the 17th, Lord willing, I'll be going with four other ministers on a preaching trip from July the 9th through the 17th to Kisii, Kenya. And first of all, I'd like to ask for your prayers for myself and the other four brethren that are going to be going, just for safe travels, and that the word of the Lord will have free course, and that the Lord would just be honored and glorified in our efforts, and then also that we can strengthen those brethren over there in Kenya as we preach the word. And then two other brethren will be going to Tanzania, Lord willing, for a week after we depart from Kenya. But I'd like to mention that to you this morning, not just to ask for your prayers, but to let you know that my travels over to Kenya are really a result of this radio program. And I would just like to give all of our listeners a summary of that very briefly. So around September of 2015, we had an opportunity to produce this radio program originally with WLZA Radio out of Starkville. And we're so thankful for WLZA and Brother Greg May and giving us that opportunity. And then we've since added a few stations and added our website and added our podcast. And again, we hope all those avenues are profitable for you in listening to the Word of God. But we originally had this opportunity to produce a radio program, and we set up a website for that. Again, gospel-of-grace.com. About 9 months after that, in April of 2016, I received an email from a brother Douglas Mandera in Kenya saying that he had found our website, online, and he had listened to our messages, and that he desired to have more teachings from the Primitive Baptist. And just so happened, by the providence of God, that Brother Douglas lives about 30 or 40 miles in the area of Kenya from a brother that is an ordained elder, Elder Martin Anyani, who's done very great work in Kenya in building up the church there in that country. And by the grace of God and by his providence, Brother Douglas was, again, only a short distance, relatively speaking, from Brother Martin. and Brother Martin began to preach and teach with him. And then in February of last year, in February of 2018, just a little less than 2 years after he originally contacted us, Brother Douglas and 17 other people from his local community fellowship were baptized into the Primitive Baptist Church based on a belief in Jesus Christ as the Son of God. And now, Brother Douglas, Lord willing, from July the 9th through the 17th of this year, Lord willing, I'm going to have a chance to go out and meet Brother Douglas in person and hug his neck and worship with him and study the Word of God with him. And we're also, Lord willing, going to be going out to their fellowship and possibly have some other parties baptized into his fellowship and to preach in his community in a public way. And again, we just beg an interest in your prayers for everything related to that trip, but also for this particular fellowship and Brother Douglas. And it's just absolutely amazing to me that God is so great and that God has allowed us an opportunity to preach the gospel in a public way and through an avenue of technology that two country boys from Mississippi, like me and Brother Joe, and small churches like Macedonia and Sulphur Springs, that by God's grace, us two country boys can preach and record these messages and put them on a platform on the internet that has impacted children of God on the other side of the world and has fed children of God all over this country in America. We've received messages from people from California to the East Coast and everywhere in between in America. We've received very kind messages from obviously Brother Douglas, but many others in Kenya, a brother in Sierra Leone. We recently received an email who listened to our radio program online from a brother in England who we are trying to teach and instruct, and hopefully he, in time, Lord willing, might be a member of the Primitive Baptist Church. We've received messages from our Facebook live stream on Wednesday night from our brethren in the Philippines that they have tuned in and been fed by the Word of God, by us just simply using our phones to broadcast our worship services from Starkville on Wednesday night to Facebook. And people from Kenya and the Philippines and all over America have tuned in to that Facebook live stream. And again, we've had an opportunity to impact children of God and to feed the hungry souls of children of God through what nowadays is very simple technological means by setting up a website and having a Facebook live stream. And I just stand humbled that God has used what we deem to be such a small effort in us trying to preach the gospel on the radio that we have put into a podcast and a website form, that have been able to feed children of God in Kenya, that have led to children of God being baptized into the church over there on the other side of the world. And now, Lord willing, that have led to somebody like me, who certainly I never thought that I would go abroad or go internationally. But now, due to that connection that we have with Brother Douglas, I have a strong desire to go and to preach the gospel there and to hug his neck and to encourage these people in the faith and in the gospel and in the church. And I just stand so humbled and amazed that me and Brother Joe have had this amazing opportunity to preach the gospel in a platform that has led to children of God being baptized in another part of the world. And we trust that we are continuing to sow the seed that God will give increase to in the future in a special way. So we beg an interest in your continued prayers in that regard. We beg an interest that God will bless this ministry, that he will bless all other similar types of ministry to preach the word in a broad fashion by making it available on the internet and on Facebook and other avenues that are so beneficial. But I also want to use this opportunity, if there are Primitive Baptists that are listening to this message, that there is absolutely no excuse in the 21st century for you to not have a website and for you to not put your sermons online and to not have some presence on Facebook, because this is such an eye-opener, or it should be an eye-opener to you, that God can use these simple means to impact children of God in a profound way. during the early New Testament church, they wrote letters because that was the best means of them giving a message that could be broadly distributed to multiple churches that would be beneficial to the children of God for them to be fed and instructed in the Word of God. Because when they wrote a letter, they didn't necessarily go to just one church. They were intended to be read in a circular fashion in other churches in the area. So in the first century, the best means that the church had for a broad distribution of preaching the gospel and instructing people in the Word of God, the most broad impact that that could have is writing a letter and then circulating that letter among the churches in an area. But today we have the ability through technology, and technology, just like anything in this world, can be used for good, and it can certainly be used in a negative way. But we want to use the avenues at our disposal to the best of our ability to preach the gospel in as broad of a platform as possible. And there is absolutely no excuse in the 21st century for a primitive Baptist church to not have a website and to not post up a sign and offer resources on the internet and on these technology platforms, because God can take your small contribution in that regard and impact people, as we have seen firsthand, people on the other side of the world. He can take your loaves and fishes and feed 5,000 people with it. He can take our small contribution and do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think. I don't want to use how God has hopefully used this platform, used this radio message, and used us putting this on the internet to impact the kingdom and impact children of God in a special way. And with that being the case, we want to encourage you, whatever your denomination is, but especially the Primitive Baptists that are listening to me today, you need to have a website, you need to have a presence on Facebook, because God can use these broad technological means to impact children of God. And just as Paul used the best avenue to preach the gospel in a public way that was available to him at the time, which was writing letters, we need to be properly utilizing this technology, because there are children of God that need the gospel. And God can use these means to impact children of God all over the world in His providence and in His grace and in His guidance. And we need to have that presence, because God has given us this amazing privilege to have and be entrusted with the gospel. And it is incumbent upon us to preach that gospel in as broad and as public of a way as possible. And now I hope that we can utilize technology and the internet and Facebook and other avenues to the best of our ability, to where we can preach the gospel, feed children of God. Hopefully, if God gives the increase and God blesses, that He would be honored and glorified. And we certainly pray that that will be the case. So please meditate upon that. Contact me if you don't have the means or you don't know how to go about setting that up, because it's not a very complicated process. And anyone that can run a computer can run a website. WordPress is very easy to use. If you can post things on Facebook, then you can run a website. Okay? And God can use that to impact His kingdom and feed His children in the same way that me and Brother Joe have seen through our small, paltry efforts on the radio and in this preaching ministry. Now, we're going to play a song and give you some brief thoughts. I hope to be giving you some messages over the next few weeks during my time on the program regarding open doors and the necessity of us praying for those open doors. And we'll just kind of give you the introductory remarks to those thoughts here today. But we'll play a song, and then we will talk about God's opening of doors and blessing in the kingdom and some of the various means by which God accomplishes those ends and those purposes. So stay with us here this morning. Thank you for staying tuned with us here today, and we'd like to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 16, and we'll begin reading here in verse 8. And I believe this verse really sets the tone for what we would like to consider, which is God's opening of doors for the preaching of the gospel and for works of the ministry. 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 8. Paul is kind of concluding this letter, and he says, "But I will tarry at Ephesus until Pentecost, for a great door and effectual is opened unto me, and there are many adversaries." God was blessing his efforts in Ephesus, and the Apostle Paul's description of that blessing of his gospel efforts in preaching the word was a great door and effectual is opened unto me. A great and effectual door. The word effectual means effective. The Apostle Paul was seeing great effect and effectiveness of the preaching of the gospel, and he describes that as an open door. God has given us liberty. He's granted us access. An entrance into a profitable field that the Lord has tilled up. And I'm going to remain here. I'm going to abide in this area as long as this door of blessing of the preaching of the word is still effective to me, is still open. As long as this door is open, I'm going to remain here. But notice there are many adversaries. There will always be difficulties in regards to pressing into the kingdom and pressing into open doors. And we'll consider that more in detail in later messages, Lord willing. In Revelation chapter 3, the Lord speaking through the Apostle John to the church at Philadelphia. And let's remember that these are the words of Jesus speaking to this church at Philadelphia in Revelation chapter 3 and in verse 7. "And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth. I know thy works, and behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name." Now, first of all, Jesus is the only person with the authority to open doors. And in this instance, he describes himself, Jesus, as having the key of David, and the key grants access to doors, doesn't it? So there is no access to an open door, and there's just simply no open door without Jesus opening that door. Jesus said in John chapter 10 that he was the door of the sheep. And if a door is opened, it's not open to preach to goats, it's open to preach to sheep. And Jesus is the door of the sheep. Verse 2, "He that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep, and to him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out." He goes on to say in verse 7, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door, and by me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." Verse 11, "I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep." So Jesus says, "I am the door. I am the only access point. I am the key of David. I have the key of David, and I am the only access and entrance into profitable doors and profitable entrance into fruitful areas of ministry of the preaching of the gospel." Remember, in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, the Apostle Paul is describing his ministry. And he says in verse 6, "I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then, neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Now he that planteth and they that watereth are one, and every one shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. But we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry, and ye are God's building." So, and then in verse 11, "For no other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ." So it's only Jesus Christ that has the authority, the key, to grant access to give open doors for the preaching of the gospel. And notice, when God opens a door, no man can shut that door. Now, there's going to be adversaries. There are going to be challenges. There are going to be opposition by Satan and his minions and many people that serve Satan. There will be opposition to open doors, because Satan will not allow an open door to remain open and not hinder people from trying to go in that door. Because remember, Satan has no authority to close that door, but what he can do through his many adversaries is hinder our zeal and commitment to press through that entranceway of that door, okay? Satan has no authority to close a door that Christ has opened, because Jesus has the key of David, right? He opens doors and no man can close them. So there's no ability for Satan to close doors that God has opened. And at the end of the day, remember, God gives the increase. We can do everything right. We can study the word. We can preach the word. We can preach the gospel and sermons in the manner that we ought. But at the end of the day, the person that plants, the person that waters, we do not have control over the eventual harvest. We do not have control over the increase. We can preach the word and be faithful to sow the seed, but Jesus told us in the parable of the sower, not everybody's going to be good ground. Not everybody's going to bring forth the kind of fruit they ought to in the gospel. Now, they ought to, but it's just a reality of the children of God here in this world that not every child of God is going to hear and believe the gospel to the same degree and to the same fervency, the good ground discipleship in the manner that they ought to. They ought to, but it's just not a reality. And that can get discouraging. It can get disappointing when you preach the gospel and we've got such a great message, right? But people don't care about how great of a message that is. That can be discouraging. And we can do everything right, but at the same time, it might not be the appropriate timing in God's own will and purpose and providence. It may not be God's will for that to be an open door right then. Now, again, I don't have control over open doors, but what I do have control over is my faithfulness to sow the seed, and I trust by prayer and by the discernment of the Holy Spirit and His guidance in my life and other ministers that preach the gospel that we can have perception and know that just like the apostle knew, hey, this is an open door. He saw the blessing of God. He saw people receiving the gospel. He saw the gospel impacting their lives as they were turning from idols to serve the true and the living God. He saw the impact of the gospel upon the children of God. He saw the impact of that. And he was excited and zealous and fervent to serve in that area where he saw that increase, knowing that, again, it's God that gives the increase. I don't have control over that, but I am willing to fervently preach the gospel because it has become evident to me through the blessing of the Lord that he has opened a door. And I know through the authority of Scripture that that door will remain open as long as the Lord sees fit to leave that door open. And I'll say this, as long as there are people pressing into that door, I think the Lord's going to leave that door open. The Lord opens a door, and for whatever reason we don't press into it, and we're not as faithful and diligent as we ought to be, the Lord in His sovereignty might see fit to close that door. But I don't think the Lord's going to shut the door on anybody. Have you ever been going in or out of a building and maybe an elevator and the door is kind of closing on you? Well, the Lord's not going to close doors on anybody. I think as long as people are pressing through that door, the Lord's going to leave that door open. And remember, as long as He keeps it open, no man can close it. So it's up to us to just simply pray to the Lord that He will open those doors for us to be fervent and diligent to press into those doors when they come, knowing that God gives the increase. And we just hope and we pray that God will continue to bless with open doors for us to fervently press into that. So remember, again, the doors that God opens, no man can close. But also remember, when He shuts a door, no man can open it either. We are absolutely and totally dependent upon the Lord for faithfulness and service and diligence in the preaching of the word. And we want to spend a message solely centered on our necessity and obligation to pray for open doors, to pray for the word of the Lord to have free course, to pray that God's kingdom would come, to pray that God's kingdom would be advanced and grow and be robust and strong and just abundantly growing here in this world. That needs to be at the forefront of our prayers. For us to be praying to the Lord of the harvest, to send forth laborers into the harvest, to raise up men to preach, to open doors of the gospel, to give people courage and zeal and fervency to press into those doors and to have wisdom and spirit-guided decisions as they press into those doors. We're going to see in a later message in Acts chapter 16, we can discern the spirit incorrectly. The Apostle Paul decided he was doing his best to discern the leadership and guidance of the Holy Spirit, but he was a little bit off. And he desired to go into Bithynia, and he desired to go into Asia. But the Lord said, nope, that's not what I have for you. I haven't opened a door in those areas yet. Essentially, the Apostle Paul was beating his head against a closed door. But then he realized that the Lord has opened a door in Macedonia. And he sees a vision of a man in Macedonia saying, come unto us. And that's a description that he has of the open door there that was showed to him in Troas, and he pressed into Macedonia and into Philippi. So the Apostle Paul was sincere, but for a period of time, he was sincerely wrong. He was sincerely pressing into a door that maybe he thought the Lord had opened, but the Lord still had it shut. Now, the Lord opened the door later in those areas in Asia and Bithynia. There came a period of time that all of those in Asia heard the gospel, and we know that there was a church in Bithynia. So there came a time for the Lord to open a door in those areas, but that time was not yet. But then, after beating his head against some closed doors, finally the Lord opens the door in Macedonia as the Lord appeared to him there in Troas. And I believe that was probably a great reminder to the Apostle Paul, again, that it's God that opens doors. We don't have control over that. It's God that gives the increase. But what we do have control over is our diligence to pray fervently for God to open doors, and then for our faithfulness and zeal to press through those doors when God opens them. And we just pray and beg God to open doors. And as we've already considered in the intro to this message, God has opened doors of the gospel through this radio ministry. Praise God. He's opened doors on the other side of the world, in England and in Kenya, and in different parts of this country. And I just pray that he will continue to do that. I hope that we can faithfully sow the seed, faithfully produce this program and preach the gospel, and God can take our small efforts, our loaves and fishes efforts, and feed thousands of people with it. Because our God is certainly able to do that. We pray God will give increase. We pray God will open doors. And I just please petition you to pray for the Lord to open doors, for the God of the harvest to give more opportunities for the preaching of the gospel, because the fields are wide into harvest, but people just need to be fed and they need to hear what God has done for them. And I just pray the Lord will open doors for us to do that, and we can be diligent and faithful to press into those doors fervently to the honor and to the glory of God. Again, in a selfish way, I ask for your prayers as we embark on our journey, and we hope to give you some updates on that in the future, Lord willing, on this program. We're thankful for your support of this radio ministry. We're thankful for the support of Macedonia Church and Sulphur Springs Church and our radio partners that have made this avenue an open door for us. And we just pray the Lord will continue to bless the preaching of his word through this outlet, through this ministry, and through this broadcast. May God bless you today.
If you enjoy the messages you hear on the Gospel of Grace radio broadcast, we invite you to visit a Primitive Baptist church in your community. To find a Primitive Baptist church near you, to listen to past messages online, and to find further contact information, you can visit our website at gospel-of-grace.com. You can also find our program on iTunes under podcast, entitled The Gospel of Grace, a Primitive Radio Broadcast. If you listen and enjoy our program, we would love to hear from you. You may contact us by email at gospelofgracepb@gmail.com. This program is produced by Sulphur Springs Primitive Baptist Church, 40283 Wolf Road, Caledonia, Mississippi, and Macedonia Primitive Baptist Church, 11 Staten Road, on Highway 15, just north of Ackerman, Mississippi. We would love for you to come and worship with us each Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. We invite you to tune in again next week for another message from the Gospel of Grace. Until next time, we pray God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus our Lord.
Wonderful, the matchless Spirit.